Jobs are going the way of the dinosaur. All you college grads deep in student loans, prepare for robots to take your jobs. The Jews who control bank loans and the universities lured you into college promising you a good corporate job. It's a trap because they control the corporations too. They know the goal of corporations is to eliminate jobs. It began with offshoring and will end with robots. So what's their goal for bringing you into the university system in the first place? It's to make you their debt slave while you're still young and able to work. But with what job? The robots are taking them away and fast. But don't you know that with the superabundance created by these robots, there will be enough to provide for everybody's needs? Will it be for everyone or just a few? Currently, most of the productivity gains go to a tiny elite in the financial sector. So how do we get the purchasing power, I mean money, into the hands of the people who need it? The alternative to the job model will shock you. It's actually a dream come true. It's the direct distribution of money to the people, like Social Security, when most industrial jobs are no longer there. Conservatives call this socialism, but they'll be backed into a corner into accepting it once their jobs disappear too. Most conservatives don't understand the new realities yet, but Jews and forward-looking conservatives do. They recognize that the new reality of immense technological capacity with robots at the center reduces the purchasing power of the masses and the circulation of money grinds to a halt. The Jewish-run IMF recognized this problem and proposed direct payments of money to the people for minimum needs, just enough to keep them submissive in their enforced poverty. The Swiss recently had a referendum on this. It failed because they set the amount too high, but it'll come back. Now, the Tea Party says that private industry will provide enough jobs to support everybody. That model depends on an industrial primer. Cities are desperate to lure factories into their areas with tax breaks because they know that every industrial job brings in 5 to 10 small business jobs. But the primer is gone and the Johnny leaves the farm to work in the factory model is over. The corporations got their robots, but robots don't get paid. They don't spend money. They don't prime small businesses. The corporate heads got everything they need. They don't prime the local economy either. They're far away drinking rum in the Caribbean. It's time for monetary reform that will begin to bring technological abundance into the hands of the people and out of the hands of the few. I've got a platform ready to go. That's my next video.